This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's spend a few minutes learning about the Ohio State Buckeyes. Their men's basketball program is in the top 25, 23rd in the AP poll currently. Chris Holtmann is their head men's basketball coach in his third year with Ohio State, and the Buckeyes had a huge victory over the weekend up against top 10 Maryland, defeating them 79-72. And their head men's basketball coach, and Chris Holtmann, joins us right now on the Zach Gelb Show. Coach, congratulations for the victory up against Maryland. Thanks for the time, and how are you?
Sure thing. Yeah, it's good to be with you, Zach.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So first things first, before we get to your team, this conference, and I know the Big Ten Conference always brings it in basketball, but this year, it's really something. Each and every weekend, I'm watching, or weeknights too, and yep. I don't get how you guys coach through this because there's so many great teams in this conference.
It'll wear you out now. I mean, it is as grueling of a league as I've ever been a part of. It's the best league I've ever been a part of. I was a part of a league one year in the Big East where 7 of 10 teams made it to the NCAA tournament. But just the sheer number of games that we now play, 20 in this league, Zach, and just the quality and the depth of teams is unlike anything I've seen. I've heard multiple people say it's the deepest they've seen the league in ever in 40, 50 years. I think you could make the argument maybe other years there were more teams in the Big Ten that maybe, you know, were top five in the country, but the depth of the league is unprecedented.
And you know it, winning on the road in this league is not easy. It's tough to find losses, you know, for when you take a look for teams playing at home.
Yeah, it is. I think, and it speaks to, you know, that speaks to the parity as well. I think the reality is when you're, you know, when you're in a league that has great depth, your home advantage is always going to be a little more significant. And I think that's what we've seen this year, which is the number of quality teams where they're pretty even. I mean, right now you have kind of you have obviously Maryland with a two-game lead, but after that it's between like second and I think 10th or 11th, there's only a two-game difference. So it's pretty amazing.
How many teams do you think are going to go to the tourney this year out of the Big Ten, Coach?
You know, I'm certainly not a bracketologist by any stretch, but I think, you know, right now, from what I've heard people, you know, say 11 have a chance. Whether that number will be whittled down to, you know, 9 or 10, I wouldn't say by any stretch. I don't think we'll have any less than 9. But will it be 10 or 11, I think, is the question.
Let me ask you about three programs and just three coaches, and there's a lot of coaches to be impressed by in your conference. But you look at Michigan with Juwan Howard, and you're number one, and we know Martelli's a big factor in that as well. Steve Peichel with Rutgers, and then what Pat Chambers is doing at Penn State. You know, you being in that conference of the Big Ten, how about what Michigan, Rutgers, and Penn State's doing right now?
Yeah, all three are really good and have done a great job. I think, you know, Pat's situation, it's a real credit to, I think, just his administration that they've seen. He's had really good teams that have just really kind of been on the brink of the NCAA tournament. A couple years ago, our first year at Ohio State, we played them, and they beat us. We were 15-3 in the Big Ten, and two of those losses were to them. I thought they were a very good team. They were right on the fringe of the tournament. They went on actually and won the NIT. Last year they had a much better team than kind of just what the record ended up being. But Pats had them fighting all the way till the end, and you knew that they were going to be. They always play extremely hard. Same thing with all three of those teams. Those three programs all have played extremely hard this year. They're good. They're going to play in the tournament. But you're particularly happy for a program like Pat, who's been there for a while and is going to get a chance to break through.
Chris Holtmann is here with us, his team in the top 25, 23rd in the country, had the huge victory over the weekend up against Maryland. You guys went through a stretch, though, Coach, where you lost 6 out of 7, and now you've won 6 out of your last 8. What turned around with your team from that stretch where you went on that losing streak?
You know, I think it was just it was a combination of things. I think we went through a difficult stretch of the schedule, for one, I think that made it very difficult. Night in, night out, you mentioned Rutgers, Penn State, Michigan. You're playing such well-coached teams night in, night out in this league. Obviously those three come to mind, but you're playing such well-coached, older veteran, and sometimes the schedule gets the best of you. I think, for us, we've had a few more games here at home, and we're doing some things better. There's no question. But that stretch began with playing a non-conference game against West Virginia in a neutral site. So people asked me, "What would you learn during that stretch?" I said, "Well, you probably don't play a top 15 team right before you resume conference play in the best conference in the country. That's probably not the smartest thing to do right before you." You tip off for your January schedule.
And you beat Kentucky, though, before that. That wasn't that bad.
No, that was great. Yeah, we had a great non-conference. Listen, we wanted to play a really, really challenging non-conference. And you look at the teams that we play, we wanted to try to play as many NCAA tournament teams as possible. When you look at it with opening with Cincinnati, and then you have Villanova, and obviously North Carolina's down, but going there, Kentucky, West Virginia, you've got at least 4 or 5 NCAA tournament teams there. And, we were able to beat several of them. That's why we had such a good non-conference season.
And that probably has to build confidence, too, when you go through that losing streak and you have, some losses back-to-back-to-back that your kids could really pull from earlier in the season, like you're saying, beating Cincinnati, beating Villanova, going to UNC, getting a victory. It probably makes it, a little bit easier in the back of those kids' minds that, hey, we know we have a very good team here. We just got to get back to what we were doing earlier in the season.
Yeah, I think, listen, there are ebbs and flows in every season. Coaches understand that. Doesn't mean it's any easier to go through. Coaches are not, because we've been through it, we're not as emotional as, media or fans, might be on a given situation. We understand there's ebbs and flows. Some of the best teams in the country have 3, 4, 5, 6 losses. You'll see that in a situation like this year where you have, I'm sure, teams that advance well in the tournament that might have double-figure losses. So it's part of it. We certainly had to get to the work of trying to figure out how to perform, what we could do to perform better. And, I think we've done that certainly in stretches here in February.
Chris Holtmann is my guest right now on CBS Sports Radio, head men's basketball coach in his third year at Ohio State. That Maryland victory over the weekend, it was coming off the defeat to Iowa where you guys lost 85-76. How about what do you take from that Maryland victory? As we know, right now the best team from a record standpoint in your conference.
Well, yeah, it was good for us. Obviously, playing at home helped. It was a really good win against an outstanding Maryland team that I think can really advance deep into the tournament and will perform exceptionally well. It was a really good win for us, and I think we were able to be pretty efficient on both ends. Defensively, we still need to take some strides moving forward here, but it was certainly a good win. This time of year, You don't make too much of any one particular win or loss. I think you just move forward with your group and try to move on to the next game and figure out how to continue to grow, and that's what we're trying to do. We've got a road game next against a Nebraska team that's played very, very well at home. So we're just trying to move on to the next thing.
You know, injuries are a part of this sport, and unfortunately Kyle Young knows that, you know, a few times, you know, had that ankle injury over the weekend. How is Kyle doing?
He's doing okay. Kyle's a really, really important part of what we're doing. He's a young man who, you speak of the West Virginia game earlier or late in December, he had an appendectomy right after that. He was having some stomach pain. That took him out for a significant part of January, and that was a reason why we struggled a little bit, certainly a factor. But bottom line, I'm not sure right now what his timetable is going to be. Frustrating for him that he's had so many issues like this. Kyle's a guy that's been really, really important for us, particularly in the stretch that we've played played well in February. So we'll see. We'll see when we'll be able to get him back.
And where's EJ's game at, EJ Liddell?
Good. Yeah, EJ's performed really well. He continues to grow and get better. He obviously had a big offensive night at Iowa where he led us in scoring. We're just super excited about him and his growth and, you know, what he's going to be for us moving forward. Particularly, you know, he's a guy that we're really going to lean on moving forward to both at the end of this year and certainly into his sophomore year to be a guy who's going to score the ball for us and rebound at a high level.
What was the key for Luther Muhammad up against Maryland?
You know, I think just as much as anything, he saw a few shots go in. You know, for Luther, I think guys can get too tied up into their offense. As long as he's taking good shots, his bread and butter is always going to be his impact on the game defensively. And he certainly had a really big, really good effort. And he just so happened he was able to knock down some shots in this particular game as well. So it was good to see. Now we got to see if we can take some of that offensive efficiency on the road with us.
It's also got to be pretty neat to coach two brothers, right, in the Wesson brothers?
Yeah, you know, it's a first for me as a head coach. And Andre and Caleb have a great rapport. They really do. They play like brothers in terms of they see each other early. It's been, you know, they're both tough kids, talented players. It's been a lot of fun coaching them.
And, Coach, I got about a minute left. You're in your third year at Ohio State. What have you learned since taking over this program?
You know, I think you learn every year. You're always trying to tweak and change. You know, I had a wonderful situation at Butler before I came here and was incredibly grateful for that. And we had a nice run going to the tournament three straight years and going to the Sweet 16 and then had a fun first year here with a team that people didn't expect much of, but we had some really older, talented guys that performed really well, won 25 games. You know, we felt really good. You know, we've been able to go to the tournament here our first couple years, and hopefully that'll be the case as well this year. So when you're taking over a program, to be able to have some consistency with playing games that really matter in February, March, I think we'll help us continue to help us moving forward as we grow the program.
Well, Coach, it's been fun to watch your team and fun to watch the conference. Keep up the great work, and we'll chat with you throughout this dance in March Madness. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, Zach. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.